The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on the Conic, a podcast series that explores the world of the Conic High School, from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that happen here each day. And welcome to Up on the Conic. I'm your host, Julian, and today we're talking about the Secret Singer event. I'm so happy to introduce Kira, Miss Panetti, and Miss Conan.
Yeah. Okay.
My first question for the Secret Singer event goes to Kira first, and it is, were you more excited or nervous about performing in the competition?
I feel more excited because it was just a nice, fun experience, and we had some good times.
How about you, Miss Panetti?
I was super excited, but then right before I went on stage, I got a little bit nervous.
You, Miss Conan?
Miss Conan doesn't really put herself in situations like that very often, so I was terrified, forgetting my words, not being able to see anything, falling down. It was one of those like full-fledged panic situations. But at the end of the day, we rallied. We had a lot of laughs and a good time.
Well, I bet you guys did great.
We did crash the stage at the end there.
We did crash the stage at the end, Kira. I think we made that finale really sparkle.
Yeah, I think we should have won because of that.
Could have had a new duo.
I know.
My next question for we'll start with Miss Conan is, what was difficult to keep the secret that you were in the Secret Singer?
I did not keep a secret that I was in the Secret Singer. I'm a blabbermouth. I'm terrible at keeping things to myself. So I think every student that has an interaction with me over the course of the day knew that I was a part of it. They just didn't know what character I was going to be. We definitely did some misleading and some last-minute flip and flops of characters so that no one would know who I really was. But I don't think that there was any guessing that I would not be a part of it.
How about you, Miss Panetti?
I had to lie to Precious, and that was sad to me. I didn't want to. Sorry, Precious, if you're listening. but I mean, in the end, nobody really knew who I was, even at the end of it. So I was just Kira's mom.
Kira's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet.
New claim to fame for you.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I've been doing that for 15 and a half years.
Fair, fair. So.
How about you, Kira?
It wasn't that hard to keep the secret because, like, everybody knew that it was just a teacher edition and students aren't allowed. So even when someone almost guessed, they were like, no, you can't because you're a student. Mm-hmm. So, like, and then I was like, ha ha, I lied to everybody.
And we will be cutting down to a break. We'll be back after this break. Was quick.
That's okay.
Okay.
I think that's just the universe telling us that we need to talk more, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, so.
Here we go.
And we are back with Kira, Miss Panetti, and Miss Conan. So we'll go back to asking questions. Did you like your costume for the Secret Singer event? We'll start with Miss Panetti.
So I started off as a dragon. And the dragon costume was not great. It was super top heavy. Kept falling in my face. It wasn't me. It was the costume because Miss Kona tried
100%
it.
100% was the costume. Yes. I tried that dragon on too. I would make such a cool dragon. So would Miss Panetti.
Right.
I just don't think that the two of us are big enough people for that costume. I think it needs a tall person to really be able to inflate all the way.
Probably someone that's like 7 feet or something.
At least taller than 5'8", because that's how big I am.
Oh. Well, and then it, I stole Miss Conan's costume.
I think you made a fantastic chicken egg.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was great. It was roomy on the inside.
Yeah, lots of space in there for activities.
I hung up some photos, moved in a couch.
Very homey
actually.
In there. Lots of space.
There's a sink.
It's true.
A sink in that costume.
I got to be a rapping pink shark, so it was great.
All your dreams come true right there.
I know. Just like watching me rap on that stage as a pink shark. Made my dreams.
Unforgettable.
I know. That was your childhood goal when you were like 4 or 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, finally reached my dreams.
What did you rap, Kuro?
I rapped Airplanes.
By who?
B.O.B.?
Yeah, B.O.B.
I ended up being a cat, which sort of felt like a betrayal because I'm 100% a dog lady.
Oh.
So nobody tell my 3 kids at home because I don't think they'll let me live it down.
I don't know if we can be friends.
Yeah, I guess everybody has flaws. Right?
Yeah, I guess everybody has flaws. Mm.
We won't hold it against you.
Oh, we won't.
I appreciate that.
Everybody likes one other pet. Mm. I have a dog. I have 3 favorites. I got a bearded dragon.
A bearded dragon. Oh, so that's cool. A dragon guy.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You can join the dragon gang.
Well, my father's a dragon person.
Oh, all right. Person.
That's kind of weird because dragons.
If there were
cool.
dragons, I would have a dragon.
Like actually.
I
would have a tiger if I could tame one.
Game of Thrones.
100%. Can't you see it?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean, absolutely. We got the yard for it. So.
I know, right?
Of course,
the land is there.
You could walk your dragon out on our yard. Like
we'd fly over.
Oh yeah, of course. Yes. You need to have a nice fly with the dragon.
You can't not fly if you've got a dragon.
Of course. There.
Our next question to all of you.
Back to business.
I take rest.
Will be, which costume would you have liked to have if there were more options? Which you guys basically explained.
I'll say, I think if the dragon worked, I would have been the dragon. Yeah. I just wasn't big enough. And I think you really liked the dragon too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's that meme that if you can be anything in life or unicorn, be a unicorn.
That's true.
I would pick a unicorn if there were a unicorn
too.
Yeah,
I should have. That was my fault because I had.
We talked
unicorn
about
was on the table for
it
me.
Was. We talked about potential
months ago.
Unicorn, yeah.
Unicorns.
And I was like, no, I got to throw a curveball. But yeah, I think unicorn would have been fun unless it had the same downfall as
right,
the dragon,
that, yeah, the
like if it was top heavy.
That it would have been so cute, though, like prancing around as a unicorn, a rapping unicorn, like,
it
who wouldn't like
it
that?
It could have been. The microphones just picked up a lot of the static from the costumes when they were jiggling, so if
probably
they were too big for us, then
see, that's why I liked the egg, great. Because I brought the microphone inside the egg.
Oh, did you really?
Yes,
oh,
I was
brilliant.
Just like, pew, in my arm.
I wish I could have done that with the shark.
Yeah.
Because like,
well, you didn't even have hands on your. You just
I
had
didn't.
Fins. You were just like flapping around up there. Yeah,
like a little flapper flap.
Flapper flap.
Yeah, it I didn't know. Even occur to me that I had no idea that you had a microphone in front of you until I saw the video. I was like, oh, it never occurred to me how she was getting the microphone.
Right, right.
I could have unzipped the zipper a little and stuffed the microphone through there.
It was a little awkward though because it was like Tanner was just like dragging us out onto stage.
He
and
was
couldn't see
yeah.
where we were going, and then just like, putting stuff in your hand and like, here you go, sing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we couldn't see anything really.
No, you couldn't see anything, especially when
really
the curtains
dark.
Were drawn and they were bringing you out stage. So they had 2 stage crew members, Tanner and Callie, literally escort us out because we couldn't see anything in our costumes.
And then Brendan with the puns. It's just like a
I
whole
mean,
big thing.
I mean, he kind of crushed it.
He was there.
Yeah.
I was laughing.
He said he bombed, though. It was like,
well maybe that was just the age of the crowd that he was trying
say,
to deliver
yeah.
to. Because all of the adults had a rip-roaring good laughing time at his puns.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had some clever names for all the characters. I was Eggy Azalea.
Eggy Azalea. Yeah.
I was the baby shark, guys.
You were the baby shark.
Because
I
was a student, so it's
I liked Mr. Capeless's name the best. Swim Shady.
That one was really good. Yeah.
Swim Shady, y'all.
Lost your train of thought there, Julian.
Yeah, I kind
of
did.
We tend to do that to folks.
Yeah,
of course.
We're good at derailing.
Yes.
Yeah. I completely lost my train of thought.
That's all right. What's the next question you got on there for us?
I go to a break.
Well,
oh, go to a break.
Go to a break.
We'll be back after this break.
You're doing great, Julian.
You are doing great.
Very great.
This is a tough panel to talk with, Julian.
It really
is. We're getting
is.
You off track, mixing up the timelines.
This is a long
Good
break.
Moves.
Yeah.
It's making up for that other 20-second one.
And we are back with Kira, Miss Panetti, and Miss Conan. Oh, my God.
The people that were at Secret Singer may know me as Kira's mom, not Miss Panetti.
Yeah, they didn't really guess her. They guessed me, but they didn't guess her because they didn't even know her name. So it's just like,
Well, it's tough to know a new teacher, and Miss Panetti spends a lot of time off campus with the health tech program, so she's not always a face that's seen all throughout the school just yet, maybe next year.
But I'm trying. If they know my last name, they're going to know her last name, so it's like...
Could be.
I know.
There's a high Panetti population there in the school right now.
Oh, yes. With our school. With my cousin.
Taking over.
And my mom. It's just a whole thing. Panettis are taking over.
Panetti Taconic.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So my next question for all of you is, what did you like most about performing? And let's start with Miss Conan.
I can't really say that I like performing in particular. I think I just have a good time making fun of myself for the betterment of young people. I think back to what my experience was like in high school, and I had a lot of teachers engaged in activities that formed core memories for me. So whenever I agree to do stuff like this, that's sort of like the goal in the back of my mind. At your 20-year class reunion, I want all of you talking about Miss Conant in her cat suit and how you've never forgotten how good of a fool she made of herself. So that's probably my favorite part of performing.
Good point. I'll probably do that. We'll do Kira next.
All right. I really liked performing because I hit all the notes. Even though there wasn't really notes, it was rapping. But, like, I hit the words.
You didn't forget them.
I didn't forget them, like, in the rehearsal. In the rehearsal, I sang the second verse, and then I couldn't sing anything else because there was nothing else to sing. It was kind of weird. But I just had to remember that the first one was one yeah, and the second one was two yeahs, and then I just remembered pretty well. And then I taped a paper towel with the words on it in my suit because
I 100% did that too. I had the lyrics printed out and I taped them to the eyes of my cat suit because I was super paranoid that I would forget the words.
I was super paranoid because I just wrote number one, yeah, dream genie. Yep. And then the second one was two, yeah. And then somebody take me back.
Well, you were a little nervous because when we did our dry run, you did the second verse by accident.
It was very freaky because I was like, oh, no.
I think we all had our different techniques to try to comfort ourselves on stage, right?
Yeah.
Mine was like trying to be a shark.
Mm-hmm. You embodied the shark.
Spirit. I was. 100%. I were. I was the shark experience, guys.
I felt it.
I know. You felt the shark presence like deep in your soul.
I did.
I know.
100%.
It was good.
Did you feel it too, Julian?
No comment.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
No comment.
Oh. So you're like that, are you? Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm just going to skip to this question. Miss Panetti, did you think you picked the right song choice?
I don't know. Miss Luttrell and her epic song choice, which I think was the deciding factor. Because she picked Before He Cheats, and that
wasn't that Miss McCann.
Miss McCann.
Oh, Miss McCann. Sorry,
that's okay.
I don't know anybody's names.
You're never around here.
The Leprechaun.
We don't even know your name.
The Leprechaun.
The Leprechaun.
The Leprechaun. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think her epic song choice was the deciding factor there, and I think we probably could have picked something a little more epic.
Yeah. I mean, I think the popularity ranks over the quality of content because everyone did really well, so it was a hard choice. Song choice definitely made it
and I think everybody kind of knew who everybody was for the most part.
Yeah, they didn't know me and my mom at first. They thought we were like Miss Gardner and Miss Inman, right?
Yeah,
there were only a couple acts that threw the audience off as to who was performing. But I do think that Miss McCann's choice of Before He Cheats definitely probably gave her a leg up because almost everybody knows that song.
Yeah.
I chose my song because it was my, I grew up hearing it all the time. It was one of my dad's favorite songs, and I knew he was going to be there.
Aww.
So kind of like a little throwback to make fun of him and the family, less so a song that everybody knows. I don't think a single student in this school has ever heard of Junior Brown. It's a country artist from the 90s, and
also
none of you were
not
alive, so.
Nope. Haven't at all.
So hopefully this is something that becomes a new tradition for Taconic, and it's something that we can do year after year. And who knows, maybe next year I'll do a rap song too, Kira.
Oh, yeah, we'll have a rap battle.
We could have a rap battle on stage.
Yeah, we could, like, it wouldn't be a duo, but it would be a rap battle, and it would be like, yeah.
My money.
Wait. instead of a lip sync battle at the end, we should do a rap battle with a song that nobody, like a song that's like popular, but it's like surprise, like we did for the lip sync, but a rap song.
Could be. You never know what the secret singer will hold, right?
No, it's like the most beautiful thing.
I'm telling you, we went through so many secondary songs when you said we were going to need a second song. We were deciding between Wannabe,
Little Talks,
Little Talks, Anything You Can Do.
Mm-hmm. I Miss You.
I Miss You. Yeah, we had a whole bunch of pretty cool second choices.
Those would be cool to sing, honestly, if we ever get picked again, which I doubt because we probably, the same people won't get picked again, I'm sure.
I think it's really just whoever signs up.
I may sign up again.
I think the phrase beggars can't be choosers.
Beggars can't be choosers.
I won't beg for it.
Although Mr. Chiquette did say that he would like to be asked next time.
Oh, well.
And what happened yesterday with Brendan?
To the list.
Brendan.
You said Brendan got an earful yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Brendan was like, Mr. Chiquette was like talking Brennan's ear off about not being picked for it and stuff. And then I told him that he should have rigged the votes so that me and my mom won.
Well, if anybody was going to rig votes for a winner, it was going to be for me and Kira. Let's
of course,
be honest.
But like, we both crashed the stage.
We did both crash the stage. Gold stars for the both of us.
I know.
I wish that we had had the foresight for all of us to do that because I feel Ms. like
Ms. Martin
it would have
and
been
I
cool...
talked about that after the fact. It would have been really cool if all of us went on stage at the very end to join them for the lip sync battle.
I think it was funny though that just two of them went because it's just like, oh, just random stragglers coming
random
in.
Random stragglers.
I saw you guys getting dressed and I was like, that egg takes way too long to fill up with air.
Yep. The catsuit was not totally full, and as I started to move around, it was definitely like falling on top of my face. And
mine
we
was
had like
full.
Little screens that were covering the plastic piece so that the audience couldn't see our faces. And I got so disoriented that I actually had to rip it off with my teeth so that I could see because my hands were out the side of the catsuit.
That's crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. And then when I finally stopped moving around and like opened my eyes, I was actually facing the back curtain, and I was like, oh. Hi, everybody. Let me turn around so you can see my cat
I started
face.
Dancing with the other shark because there's sharks and sharks.
Well, they should be swimming together, obviously.
Yeah. Swim with the shark gang.
Okay. Thanks to...
Get us back on track.
Thanks to Kira, Ms. Panetti, and Ms. Conan for joining us. And we want to thank our listeners on WTBR 89.7 FM and for streaming on our podcasting sites like Spotify and CastBox. Feel free to contact us at theconnectv@pittsfield.net for any questions or comments. We hope you will join us again soon, and we'll see you next time on Up on Taconic. Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Podcast Studio in Pittsfield, Mass. And this week featured Secret Singer. This show was produced using state-of-the-art Rogue podcasting hardware and Pro Tools software and taped in January of 2025.